May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 698. Pause, my soul, and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have I union to the church's living head? Hymn 698.
Thank you.
Our reading from God's holy word is from the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1. Paul's Epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word and help Benji to pray.
Lord, we do pray that thou wilt come and put true prayer in our hearts. Oh, that thou wilt not leave us to a form of words, left to think and call it prayer. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou wilt give us that right desire to call upon thy name, that true living faith in our hearts to believe in thee, to believe what thou hast done. Lord, that thou wilt be our salvation. Thou alone can prepare us for when time shall be no more, as we've just sung. Lord, help us each to truly consider these things, to consider where we're going and what we know. O Lord, we know that we're poor, wretched, undone sinners. Oh, that thou wilt make it plain to us each. For, O Lord, how easy it is to confess in word only, but, oh, to feel it cuts deep. Lord, we pray that each one of us here might know it and might truly know that need of an ever-living Saviour, one who lives above to answer his people's need. And oh, may that include each one here in this house this day. Lord, that we're truly among thy people, made that true Christian. Oh, do help us each then to lift up our eyes unto thee and to come unto thee in all our need. That thou wilt come and cleanse us from our sins in thy blood. Oh, for that true living faith to believe these things and to know that thou art our Saviour, our Redeemer, that we're accepted in the Beloved. Oh Lord, is that the desire of each of our hearts gathered here this morning? Oh Lord, is that why we've come into thy house, to seek a word, a token for good to our never dying souls, that we might truly know these things, that we might be found in thee, that we might be looking for thy appearing, O Lord, and mourning over our wretchedness, over our sins, over our coldness, over our far offness from thee. Oh, quicken our souls, draw us by thy power, and grant us each a glimpse of a precious Jesus. Oh, may he be made truly precious to each one of us here, and that we might have that desire to praise and worship thee aright. For thou art worthy, for thou hast done all things, for thou hast made that way for poor sinners. Lord, do come then and remember us each for good, and enable us to bow humbly before thy feet with that contrite spirit, seeking mercy. Oh, do then use thy word in this house and apply it to the good of never dying souls, by the power of thy Holy Spirit. Lord, how we do pray that thy Spirit might be found here today with us and in each of our services. O Lord, to use thy word and grant those hearing ears, those understanding hearts, that thy word might enter and that there might be that fruit brought forth. The work is thine and thine alone. The power is thine. Lord, may we each be enabled to truly inquire of thee to do these things for us. And oh, that there might be that rejoicing in their Saviour. O Lord, thou knowest where each one is, how they've come into thy house, the pleas, the petitions put up unto thee, that thou wouldst appear and that thou wouldst use thy word to their good this day. Oh, that there might be that true rejoicing, that true praise as we leave thy house. O Lord, do then remember us each for good. We pray then that there might be that true fruit found, and Lord, that there might be those that can come and truly open their mouth and tell what a Saviour they have found. Lord, we know that in these things there are so many hindrances. Ourself, Satan, will turn us away, prevent us from coming if possible. But Lord, thy power is above all these things. Oh, that we truly might come unto thee and find that strength in thee to declare what thou hast done. Lord, we do pray then that thou wilt cause thy word to be truly profitable in the hearts of each never dying soul gathered here in this house this morning. O Lord, thou canst do it. Thou must do it. Our eyes are then fixed on Jesus. O Lord, we do pray then that thou wilt remember thy servants as they come into this house week by week. Give each one that help and strength. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt give them the message to bring, that thou wilt give them the liberty to declare it, and that thou wilt use it, that it might truly be the word of a king in the hearts of never-dying sinners. Lord, we pray for thy servant we hope to hear this evening. Lord, help him through the day and bring him tonight, and grant that there might be that word in season to never-dying sinners. O Lord, we do pray that there might be some true blessing to one and another. And Lord, as we pray for each of thy servants, we remember thy servant we expect in the coming week. Lord, we pray that thou wilt help him, that thou wilt strengthen him, that thou wilt grant those healing mercies, and that thou wilt raise him up. And Lord, that in all his affliction, that he might know thy presence, thy help with him. And Lord, if it can be thy will, bring us to it, bring him to us on Tuesday evening. Oh, do help and strengthen him then in all his affliction. We pray then that there might be that building up of the church here, and Lord, that thou wilt help him atone, and that there might be thy word applied, that power found, Lord, thy name honoured. We do pray for great things, but thou art that great and almighty God. Oh, we do pray then that thou wilt work mightily here in our midst, and Lord, if it can be thy will, in all the churches up and down this land. Oh, that there might be that true reviving, that true turning again unto thee, that coming unto that mighty God, the one as rules above all things. O Lord, both in our hearts, in the churches, and in the nation. O Lord, we do pray then that there might be that true praise brought forth to thy name. We pray that thou wilt remember us in this country. O Lord, thou knowest the confusion, the mess we're in, as it were. Lord, for men think they're wiser than thee. We pray that thou wilt come and turn the hearts of some of our rulers unto thee, that they might look to thee to guide and direct their steps and in all the decisions that they have to take. For, O Lord, these things are beyond men. We do pray then that thou wilt work, that it might be for the good of this nation here, and, Lord, good for thy people, that remnant left amongst us. O Lord, that thou wilt raise up a ruler with thy fear in their hearts. Nothing is too hard for thee. Lord, we are often tempted that these things are beyond us, that we can do nothing. But Lord, we do pray that we might be enabled to trust in thee. Trust in thee to work those things out in our own hearts. O Lord, and in thy church here, and Lord, in the nation. Lord, for that true living faith, to believe in thee and look to thee in all our needs. O, do have mercy then upon us, and each one that have those secret trials and difficulties, we pray that thou will appear, that thou will enable them to truly cast their care upon thee. For, O Lord, we say these things, but, oh, we bring them away again. Try and sort things out for ourselves, but, oh, to leave it with thee, to look to thee to work it out, to bring it to pass. Lord, each one have their own things that come into this category, as it were, unknown to the rest of us, but all known to thee. Open to thy eyes, for Lord, thou seest all things. Oh, we do pray then that thou wilt come, grant each one a true blessing, those tokens that draw out our faith unto thee, that we might praise thee. Oh, do have mercy on us each now. Go before us each in all our untrodden steps. Thou knowest the things that lay before us each, but oh, that we might be enabled to lay them before thee, to seek thee, to trust in thy mercy, O Lord, and look to thee to save our never dying souls, that one great need. Oh, that we might truly know thee as the one thing needful. For so many of our trials and difficulties will all pass away when time goes. But Lord, that one thing remains, to know thee, our Saviour. We do pray then that thou wilt grant us each to know thee, to have that eternal life, to praise thy great and holy name, that one day we might be found singing those hallelujahs to thee. Do go before us now through this service. Help Dave to read those things preached in days past, and Lord, that thou wilt bring them to life in the hearts of each one. For thou canst do it. O Lord, do then remember us in mercy, for thy name's sake. Amen.
Hymn 412. What cheering words are these? Their sweetness who can tell? In time and to eternal days, 'tis with the righteous well. Hymn 412.
to your sermon preached by Mr. Wood. And you'll find the words of the text in the Epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 1 and verse 13. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, just two words. Ye also. Now, as I may be helped, I want to examine these words and first ask ourselves a very important question. Are we among and found in these two words? This is a wonderful chapter that we have read together, an unfolding of God's eternal purpose of love from everlasting to everlasting to his dear people chosen in Christ before the world began. They are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, called by grace, brought out of darkness into his marvellous light, plucked as brands from the burning, given grace to persevere, and have spiritual life imparted, that life that will never die, so that it is well while life shall last, and oh, how blessed, well when called to die. And my friends, consider the state of the redeemed in glory yet to be, on that glorious resurrection morn, when the Lord Jesus Christ himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the dead in Christ shall rise first to enter into glory, there to worship, to sing his praise to a never-ending eternity. And so the apostle, continuing in the following chapter, says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. My dear friends, what an all-important question this is. What an all-important matter this is. How does the case stand with us? Am I a Christian? Am I a sinner saved by grace? Am I a believer? Am I a pilgrim on the way to glory? Is my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? 'Tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? All important questions. It is a great mercy if we are exercised continually before God in secret, waiting upon God for the blessed evidences of the vital work of the Holy Spirit in our soul. Oh, my friends, I say, upon what foundation are you building? Oh, how many there are who profess the truth, how many there are who are wrapped up with religious flesh, and yet who are building on the sand. The time will come when the storm will beat, my friends. Solemn will be the hour, and great will be the fall of such. If my hope on Christ is stayed, let him come when he thinks best. Oh, to be able to say, 'tis well, 'tis well. Oh, to have the sweet, blessed, good hope through grace, which is an anchor of the soul, the support that strengthens through the storms of life, and that which will survive the shock of death and will land us safe by God's grace in heaven at last. Ye also. Ah, my friend, perhaps some of you say, yes, Lord, in thy house I read there's room, and venturing hard, behold, I come. But can there, tell me, can there be amongst thy children room for me? Ruth wept and loved Naomi. Orpah was the same to a point, but only to a point. She came to the borders of the land, but her heart and treasure was still in Moab. But Ruth said to Naomi, for whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. I love to meet among them now, and at thy gracious feet to bow, thou vilest of them all. You feel to be a stranger. You say, I cannot seem to trace the marks of the people of God, but I do love them. I love to be with them. I love to hear their prayers. I love the preaching of the word. I love the truth. Oh, my friend, pray on. Talking to a young friend recently, she said, I don't think I can get anywhere, but there's one thing I do feel, to come with the language of one who said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. I said, dear friend, you hang on there, wrestle on, pray on. The dawn will come, the time of love will come, the blessing will flow. Oh, my dear friend, what a mercy to be a seeker. What a mercy to be led to the throne of grace. What a mercy if in your poor heart there has been a cry for mercy, a smiting upon the breast, the upward glancing of an eye when none but God is near. And perhaps you can't even get as far as that. You can't even look up. You're so burdened and so bowed down. Like the poor woman in the gospel who was bowed down by reason of her infirmity, she could in no wise lift up herself. Ah, but my friend, the Lord came to her. And we read too concerning that dear man in the temple who cried, and oh, the prayer, oh, the language of it. It's music in our ears. It's the language of our poor heart. We hope to enter glory with this upon our spirit. God be merciful to me, a sinner. With all thy saints I'll then agree, God has been merciful to me. So, my friend, this is the path. It's to cry for mercy. Let thy mercy come also. Oh, I love that little word, also. Thou didst cause it to come to that one. Thou didst cause it to come to that poor sinner. Let it also come to me, even thy salvation, according to thy word. Ye also. As you read in the word of God, dear friend, what amazing grace you find. We tried to think with our dear people at home recently of the amazing call by grace of Saul of Tarsus. "What, Lord?" said Ananias. "That man? That man who is doing such harm among the churches? That man who is a despiser of the name of Jesus? That man who is a persecutor? That man who is breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the people of God?" Oh yes, but God had already spoken to Ananias. He said, "Behold, look ye heavens and look ye earth, look ye church of God, look at the grace of God, look at the call by grace, look at the power of God's grace. See it, my friends, and hear the testimony of heaven. Behold, he prayeth." Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Ye also. And I look sometimes at a character in the Old Testament, one that perhaps we pass over, but you will remember at the time when David was fleeing for his life at the rebellion of his son Absalom, that there was among his followers a man called Ittai, a Gittite, a Philistine. I take it as the same race as Goliath. Now, dear David turned to this noble-hearted warrior and said to the effect, "Now you go back. You have only just come among us. There is no reason that you should share in my distresses, that you should be involved in my troubles. You may go back." But what did the dear man say? "As the Lord liveth, and as my Lord the King liveth, surely in what place my Lord the King shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be." Oh, my friends, are you one of these, feeling to be a stranger, feeling sometimes to follow afar off, and yet you hope in his mercy? You think on his name, you tremble at his word. Ye also. And then, my dear friends, I thought too of those precious words in the prayer of the dear Saviour. You know, the Lord Jesus said, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also that shall believe on me through their word." Oh, are you among them? Again, the Lord Jesus said, "Father, I will that these also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. These also." Then look at these two little words again. Words we read so often, know so well. "Wherefore, seeing we also, are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus." Oh, my friend, what preciousness there is in those two little words, but it's all precious. But sometimes, my friends, you see the light of the Spirit shines on the word and shines into your poor hearts. Then how precious a little word is, especially if it reaches forth and gathers you in and embraces you, a poor guilty sinner, a worm of the earth. ye also, we also. And then in the chapter before, the 11th of Hebrews, we read of that great cloud of witnesses. We read of Noah. We read of the ark. And we read of that provision, the only place of shelter. And do we also say, Lord, we have no other hope, no other refuge. The storm will come. That great day will come. Oh, shut me in, Lord. I've no other hope. We also. Other refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. Do you know that language? Perhaps then, friends, you've looked at Abraham going out, not knowing whither he went, every step by faith, tried and tested. There were promises, and then death on the promise. The promise fulfilled. And then having to take the promised son to offer him up on the altar. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provided. And we also have proved it. These things, they are very precious and very real. They are walked out still by the dear people of God. Have we also been like Jacob at Bethel or at Peniel in wrestling prayer or returned to El Bethel? Yes, Lord, we also. We also say with dear old Jacob, all these things are against me. But then there were the wagons from Egypt, when he could say, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. And when your poor soul is blessed with the blessing of God from heaven, a touch of these spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, your soul will say, it is enough. Now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Ye also. And then you go along another step and come to Moses, and you watch and consider there a little babe whose life is preserved. And some of us, our lives were despaired of in infancy. Why, we've often wondered. Are the purposes of God, my friend, the preparation too for the solemn work. As Moses was prayed for, oh, how we pray for the dear young people particularly, that they may by grace choose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. For a season. Ye also. But look, I know some of you may say this. Yes, but you're touching the dear saints of God. You're speaking of great men. You're speaking of great faith. You're speaking of mighty warriors. You're speaking of those dear men of old. Let me look at this, ye also. There's something else that I find in the 11th of Hebrews. Oh, it's a wonderful word. Look at the glory of it, the majesty and the beauty of it, the wonder of it. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. The harlot Rahab, ye also. a woman in sin, a woman in a city that was doomed for destruction. And yet she heard of the mighty God of Jacob, she heard of the God of Israel, and like Ruth, she sought refuge under his almighty wings. And my friend, there's preservation there. What is the mark of the preservation? A token, the scarlet thread. Her home was marked out as a different home from all the homes in Jericho, and it was indestructible. Why? Because of the line of the scarlet thread. The walls of the city fell down, but my friends all within and under that token were preserved. Though as strangers, they were plucked as brands from the burning, as sinners called by grace. Oh, friends, is this your hope? As I spoke of the line of the scarlet thread, I go back to Moses again. We think of that land where the blood of the lamb was shed and the blood was applied. Oh, my dear friend, ye also. Some are favoured with sweet glimpses of the precious blood of Christ, the application, the sweet assurance, and the faith to rest upon the finished work of Christ is a precious token to them. Others say, oh, that I might see it. Others that pray, assure my conscience of her part in the Redeemer's blood, and bear thy witness with my heart that I am born of God. I remember a dear servant of God once saying this. We could think of those Israelites at the time of the Passover, and some would rest quite content within their doors and say, yes, it's well, the blood is there. But others would feel perhaps anxious and want to go out and have a look to make quite sure it was there. There are fearing ones in Zion. But, oh, my friend, rest not until the Lord by his Spirit grants the sweet seal and token on your soul, the mark of that precious blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel, the blood of sprinkling. Ye also. And so, my friends, this blessed gospel, this embracing gospel, it embraces all these other sheep that Jesus speaks of whom he says, them I must bring. Oh, my friends, have you a hope that you are among them? Let us trace out in these words, in the two verses here, the spiritual experience of the dear people of God, ye also, in this, that they are hearers. As we find here, ye heard, hearers. What a solemn responsibility is ours. None of us can say we have never heard the word of God. None of us can say we have never been warned. Oh, how many, many times you have heard it. The word of solemn warning. None of us can say we have not been warned. But, oh, my friends, what about the hearing? He that doeth not the words of the Lord Jesus shall be likened unto a man that builds his house upon the sand. If we are like those who build on the sand, great will be the fall of the house of our profession. Oh, what a mercy if we are both hearers of the word and doers of the word. What a mercy if we are found as the good hearers of the word, solemn, searching and sifting though that is. There are some that hear the word, And as soon as they are out of the chapel, or before that, it is gone. I had a solemn lesson of this the other day. It's a simple thing. I expect you get simple lessons sometimes. I was with my wife's parents, and inadvertently a cup of coffee was upset on a carpet. There was no stain as it happened, but I had never seen liquid completely disappear in a second. And what a solemn thought that was. My friend, to think that our hearing can be just like that. Hearing. Oh, my friends, do you remember the time when you began to hear? When you came hearing what you might hear? Because when the word of truth entered as an arrow into your very heart, the word of truth, as it set forth in this chapter, the conviction was marked out in you as when Nathan went to David, "Thou art the man." You couldn't hide from it. You couldn't turn from it. You couldn't escape from it. No more than Adam could hide from God in the Garden of Eden. Solemn, but oh, how blessed. Would to God that we might hear the cry among the hearers today, "What must I do to be saved?" The arrow of God's word proves very sharp when, my friend, it fastens into your heart and you say, "Yes, I'm a sinner. It's me. I'm guilty of breaking all thy law's commands. And if my soul were sent to hell, thy righteous law approves it well." Very solemn. But not only the word of truth in conviction, but the word of truth in salvation. Do you remember the first time when there was raised up in your poor heart a hope in the mercy of God? It's yours, some people say. They speak of it so lightly and seem to think all you need to do is take the promise. All you've got to do is believe. It's so easy, so light. My friends, I want a religion that is the work of the Holy Spirit sealed in my poor heart. Do you know what it is to glean in the gospel field a handful of purpose? Do you remember that time when a little hope was raised up? And if free grace, my soul, why not for me? Oh, blessed hope. The gospel of your salvation. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And you'll say this with all humility and sincerity, "Of whom I am chief." You'll feel to be the vilest of the vile. It's mercy indeed which embraces such a wretch. "All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." It's the gospel. It speaks of a precious Jesus. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Ye also, in whom ye also trusted, a good hope through grace." When the word of conviction and the word of gospel enters into your heart, it brings hope, a sweet hope, and you'll be enabled to say, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Yes, like a shipwrecked sailor clinging to the rock. Didn't you fear? Yes, I did shake, but the rock didn't shake. Is this your repose? That soul, though all hell should endeavour to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. This good hope is an anchor of the soul. It holds steady in the storm. It's within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. It's in Christ, in his finished work, in the revealed redeeming work of a risen Saviour, now forever glorified. Oh, what a blessed hope that is. Paul, writing to Titus, says, looking for that blessed hope. You see, the Word of God tells us the hope of a hypocrite is like the web of a spider. And where does the web of a spider come from? It comes from inside the spider. If your hope comes from inside you, you will perish, whatever you may say, whatever profession you make. If it comes from your own self, it's a delusion. You'll die in your sin. You'll be lost for eternity. But oh, what a mercy. It's by grace. It's a good hope in a precious Christ. Not in what I have done, but in what Jesus has done. Jesus who loved me and gave himself for me. What glad return can I impart for favours so divine? Lord, take my all, this worthless heart, and make it wholly thine. Are you surrendered to the crucified? Have you been brought down under the power of the precious blood of Christ? Emptied of self, humbled under his almighty hand, to give praise and glory to the Lord who loves you with an everlasting love, and to seek by God's grace to live in his fear to his praise and glory, a vessel of mercy, a chosen vessel. O friend, what life do we live? You who are redeemed by the blood of Christ. Are you ashamed of Jesus, that dear friend, on whom your hopes of heaven depend? Oh, my friend, think on these things, and may the Lord lead you forth and enable you to come out and speak as a secret disciple, to be made manifest as those who follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. May you be brought to walk in his ways, in the ordinances of his house, to take up your cross and to follow him. Ye also, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Oh, that thou wouldst gather in poor sinners from without, gather in thy lambs into the church of God and the fold of Christ. Oh, that the bleating of the lambs may be heard, How we long for it and pray for it. How we watch for it too. Ye also, there is faith set forth here, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed. Faith. This is not easy as it may seem. You see, some people have what we call a historical faith, a head knowledge of these things. They believe there was such a person as the Lord Jesus. I speak with reverence. He was a good example, and he died on Calvary's cross. And yet, my friend, it is what we might speak of as a historical, notional faith. But real faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It hath pleased the Lord through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Do you not say within your breast, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief? Faith, precious faith. The object of faith is a precious Jesus and precious blood. My soul looks back to see the burdens thou didst bear when hanging on the accursed tree, and hopes her guilt was there. The eye of faith looks alone to Christ, to his precious blood, to the fountain open for sin and for uncleanness. When the serpent of brass was lifted up in the wilderness, he that looked lived. I, if I be lifted up, said the dear Saviour, will draw all men unto me. Looking and venturing, if I may, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. Ah, what discouragements there are. The devil will seek to turn you away. So will the world and sinful self and unbelief. And yet venturing, just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Venturing, pressing, pleading, panting, coming. O my friend, what a blessing is the sweet assurance of faith, the laying hold by the hand of faith, the embrace of Christ, the receiving of his mercy, the assurance of his love. As the apostle says, the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Ye also, precious faith. Then you see, there follows also the sealing of the Spirit. Some people say, not in our churches, I hope, once I have believed, I have no fears, no trials, no temptations, no darkness. It's all well, all life, all liberty. Now, my friends, we do not wish to give place to unbelief, doubts, and fears. They cast dishonour on our Lord, they do. But oh, I have to pray, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Lord, leave me not to dishonour what thou hast done for me and confirmed in my soul. It is something that is very precious and something from the Spirit of God, the Spirit of promise. Our blessed Redeemer, ere he breathed his tender last farewell, a guide, a comforter bequeathed with us to dwell. It's the Spirit that takes the promise and seals it in your poor heart, and it's there eternally. The mark of that celestial seal can never be erased. Look up, poor sinner, hope still, trust in God. Seek for the seal of the pardon of sin, the seal of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father, my Lord and my God. Seek for grace to say, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. This is precious if we can come with a sight by faith of a precious Christ, a view of the Saviour at Calvary's cross. Ye also, and then the best is yet to be, the glorious prospect that is set forth here. Ye also, where is your treasure, friend? We would thank God for the provisions for this poor body, but what about provision of the soul? Jesus said to one, thou fool, this night thy soul, not thy barn, not thy orchard, nor thy houses, nor anything else, thy soul shall be required of thee. Do you have an inheritance, that which is incorruptible, undefiled, reserved in heaven for you through the death of the one who loved us? Think of the Saviour. Think when he hung on that cross that all his earthly possessions were those garments that were divided among the soldiers. What did he say to a poor man who said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom? Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise, in heaven, in glory. Oh, my friend, there is the inheritance of the redeemed. There's the prospect. There's the good hope, the dawning of the glorious eternal day. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks, and earth's vain shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me. Yes, my friend, what will it be by grace to enter in by the gates into the city, that place where no sin or anything that defiles will ever enter? Ye also, this people, redeemed by the blood, shall be found faultless before the throne, robed and clothed in Christ's righteousness. What a blessed prospect! Jerusalem, my happy home, name ever dear to me, when shall my labours have an end? In peace, in joy, in thee. O my friend, what a glorious prospect to see him as he is and worship him. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £655, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Hadley is expected to preach this evening, and administer the Lord's Supper. And God willing, tomorrow evening there'll be a prayer meeting with an address by Mr. Timothy Barker. And on Tuesday evening, Mr. Izzard is expected to preach, and we hope he will be able, although not well at the present. May the Lord give him all needed help and strength. And Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach next Lord's Day and also address the Sunday School. And the collection today are for Mr. Robert Field for his 50 years preaching here. Let us close with hymn 927. Thou only sovereign of my heart, my refuge, my almighty friend, and can my soul from thee depart, on whom alone my hopes depend. 927.
Thank you. verses. Lord, grant meditation upon what we have. Those two shields. Oh, we pray that each one be included in the bundle of shields. Lord, we remember thy servant so often came. Bring him here this